Though he's worked successfully in Hollywood, British director Stephen Frears has done some of his best work in Britain, directing movies such as My Beautiful Laundrette and Liam. Frears' latest work, Dirty Pretty Things, also is set in Britain. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan says it's one to see.
Dirty Pretty Things is one of the best movies of the year so far. As soon as the film opens, we're in the middle of a London world of clandestine refugees. A pitiless place where official channels of help are out of reach for people with questionable status. It's a world where fearful underdogs search for an angle to get them off the bottom, where attempts at morality can seem foolish, even inhuman. It's an upside-down world where letting your guard down enough to fall in love is a risky thing to do. Dirty Pretty Things fits a great deal into its 94 Quicksilver minutes. It's a thriller, make no mistake about that, but it's an unnerving, socially conscious thriller with a killer sense of narrative drive. Dirty Pretty Things is directed by Stephen Frears from a remarkable debut feature script by Stephen Knight. His writing mixes a real feeling for language with a gift for unexpected plotting in a story about two characters trying to survive in that cold world. Akwe is a Nigerian cab driver with something dark in his past. He moonlights as a night desk clerk at a hotel where body parts have been found in unlikely places.
What's this, lunch?
It was blocking the lavatory in room 510. It is a heart. A human heart.
What?
Perhaps you should telephone the police.
Police? You think I should call the police?
Senor Juan, someone is dead.
Sene is played by French actress Audrey Tautou, who shot to fame as the star of the completely different Amelie. Here she plays a Turkish maid at that hotel, timid and terrified lest she catch the eye of British immigration.
You keep away from Senor Juan!
It is like taking out a tooth.
He's lying, Sinai! Because you are poor, you will be gutted like an animal. They will cut you here, or they will cut you here. They will take what they want and leave the rest to rot.
One of the laundry girls did it, and now she's free.
Others are dead, Sinai!
So, they are free too.
Director Frears has had his share of misfires, but he knows what to do when he gets hold of superior material. He creates a moody, tawdry atmosphere, a London that is anonymous, uncaring, even threatening. Dirty Pretty Things is a film that takes no one's happiness for granted. It is not at all sure that there is room for both love and survival. What does it mean to attempt to do good in this kind of a corrupt, compromised society? It's a measure of the integrity and individuality of Dirty Pretty Things that none of these questions have easy answers, and some of them don't have any answers at all.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.